All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you in the beginning of a new season as we get ready for Christmas Chaos 2025. We get started off with a bang as we have numerous things going on. We have the signing of Mark Merrow and Davey Boy Smith. Reggie Bifine has filed an extension for his contract, but we also have to say goodbye to the Rock and Roll RPMs, the Blacktop Bully, and Bunkhouse Buck. All of them stating simply they're not getting the ring time that they wanted, or thought they deserved, so they left. So what does that leave us with this season to look forward to in these next 3 months? Well, we've got Iron Mike Sharp and Devin Storm, that travesty of A, first getting put together as tag team partners, but now Devin Storm still having his issues with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. And we have Mark Merrow coming in to take on Johnny B. Badd, the pretty bad imitator of Mark Merrow in his mind. And then we're picking up Terry Taylor and Rick Martel, as Jimmy Garvin has dropped the whole gorgeous wrestler feud. Terry Taylor's decided to pick it up against Rick Martel. So those are the three big ones that are happening these next couple of months as we get ready for Christmas Chaos. And it's going to look like a chaotic ride this time. All right, so let's get to the matches this week. We have just six matches this week. Starting off with Mark Merrow facing off against Reggie Bifine. And this is a quick squash match for Merrow, nailing Reggie with a quick swinging neckbreaker for the pin in 18 seconds. After the match, Merrow continues the assault on Reggie until he drills him into the mat with a pile driver. Up next is our other debut this week, Davey Boy Smith taking on Italian Stallion. And Smith has a relatively easy match against Stallion. Stallion struggles to make the match more enjoyable for the crowd, but Smith still gets the pin after the running power slam in a time of 8 minutes, 10 seconds. Now, as I said, we're picking up kind of the start of the thread with Terry Taylor and Rick Martel as they face off together, and they are ready to continue their brawl. As I said, once Jimmy Garvin dropped the feud over who was the most gorgeous wrestler, Terry Taylor decided to take up the fight against the model. Both men battle well in the match, trying to get a permanent and final advantage. Taylor seemingly has the match won after the flying five arm, but Sunshine climbs onto the ring apron to distract him from the cover. Martel takes advantage of the distraction and takes him down with a back suplex. Martel rolls him over for the pin with a handful of tights in a time of 16 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner is Rick the Model Martel. Next up is Johnny B. Badd facing off against Beef Stew Lou Marconi. And Badd starts to have a great match with Marconi, but Mark Merrow rushes the ring and attacks Badd, causing the disqualification in a time of 1 minute, 34 seconds. Merrow grabs one of Badd's boxing gloves and nails Marconi with it. He turns around and nails Badd with it as well. With both members of the match laid out on the mat, Merrow demands the microphone. He tells Badd that he is not impressed with Badd's mockery of himself. He, Merrow, is the true bad man of wrestling. Merrow is going to make sure that Badd finds himself at the end of his wrestling career before this season is through. All right, we got two matches left. Next one up is the Interstate 74 title on the line. Brooklyn Brawler defending the title against Devin Storm. And Brawler and Devin have a great match. Devin almost has the title won after a frog splash, but David Manning has been knocked out. Iron Mike Sharp rushes the ring while Devin tries to wake Manning. When Devin turns around, Sharp nails him with the loaded arm brace. Sharp goes over to Manning while Brawler comes off the middle turnbuckle with a flying elbow drop to retain the title in a time of 9 minutes, 5 seconds. Your winner and still Interstate 74 champion is the Brooklyn Brawler. Sharp slides back into the ring and drops a knee across Devin's prone body. Brawler takes his title belt back to the dressing room while Sharp goes after his former tag team partner. Granted, they were put together by the York Foundation as a joke. Sharp has Devin busted open until the gorgeous gentleman rushed the ring to make the save. Sharp tries to escape, but Adams knocks him down with the super kick. Garvin grabs the microphone and tells Sharp to pick on someone his own size. Which brings us to our main event, which is Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Adams takes Devin out of the ring and back to the dressing room as Garvin challenges Sharp to get back to his feet. Manning keeps the two of them separated until Sharp is back on his feet. He calls for the bell to start the match, and Sharp and Garvin have a good and even match. Garvin gets the pin after Devin Storm makes his way back to the ringside area. He distracts Sharp so that Garvin can get the brainbuster. So Garvin wins the match in a time of 15 minutes 25 seconds. After the match, Devin slides into the ring with a chair. He levels Sharp as he gets back to his feet. Devin sets the chair up and uses it in a very Sabu-style springboard moonsault before Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rush the ring. It looks like Devin Storm isn't done with all the animosity from Hot Stuff and Hyatt. This might be an interesting season leading up to Christmas Chaos. Last year at Christmas Chaos, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International eliminated themselves from the first ever Tower of Doom match to make sure that Devin was taken out of the cage on a stretcher. Hopefully that doesn't happen again this year. But again, there's the animosity between the entire stable of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Devin Storm. And honestly, for the life of me, I can't remember what the heck started it. I want to say it had to do something with Kendall Windham and the television Interstate 74 title, but that was a year ago, and I don't remember. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on in Pro Wrestling America since then. But there's a whole lot more coming up in the next 3 months as we get ready for Christmas Chaos, my favorite supercard of the year, as every match has random stipulations that are drawn right before the match starts. So it's going to be a great time as we get ready for that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.